The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We will now be learning the laws of Eruv Tavshilin. We are in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Beis, Sif Aleph. Yom Tov Shechol Lios Be'erev Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls out on a Friday, Asur Le'afos Olavashel B'Kedela Miuchedes Shabbos, it is forbidden to bake or to cook with a pot that is set aside for Shabbos, meaning a pot of food which is set aside for Shabbos, Ela ayidei erev tavshilin, unless you make use of an erev tavshilin, she'ose mei erev yontif, which is made on erev yontif. What this means is that even though on yontif it is permissible to cook for yontif use, it is not permitted on yontif to cook for the days after yontif. That is true even if the day after yontif happens to be Shabbos, as in this case. The only justification, the only way that one can cook on Yom Tov for the subsequent Shabbos is by making an Erev Tavshilin, which means that by starting the cooking process for Shabbos already on Erev Yom Tov, then we can view it as if any cooking that is done on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos is merely a continuation of the original process. Now this is true even if the beginning of the cooking and baking process on Erev Yom Tov was merely symbolic. So in this manner, Chazal instituted a concept called Erev Tavshilin, which is done on Erev Yom Tov. And now he explains, Dahainu Shelokeach Eza Tafsho Otsli, he takes any food which is cooked or fried, Shero'ui L'Lafos Bo'as Apas, that is significant enough that people would eat it along with bread, V'Gam Pas, and he also takes bread, or challah or matzah, U'Mivorech, and he makes the bracha, Asher Kidishonu B'Mitzvosov, Vitzivanu al mitzvas eruv. This is the bracha he says. V'omer, and then he says, Behodein eruva yehe shere lana la'afoye. With this eruv, it will be permitted for us to bake, levashule, or to cook, ula'at mone, and to insulate food, Ula ad lokesh rogam, and to light neros. Ula me'ebad kol tzorchana, and to do all of the needs, mi yoma tava l'shabta, from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So again, even though he's not technically really doing cooking or baking necessarily on Erev Yom Tov, but since he's preparing a cooked dish and a baked food already from Erev Yom Tov, therefore it's as if the process has begun, and then subsequently on Yom Tov it would be permissible to cook and bake and light neros and to insulate for the purpose of Shabbos. V'im eino mevin loshen zeh, a person who does not understand this language, yomar beloshen shehu mevin, he should say it in the language which he understands. If you're not fluent in Aramaic, so you could say it in English. Here in parentheses, he says it in Hebrew and in Yiddish. He says, Be'erev hazeh yeh mutar lanu le'afos. With this erev, it would be permissible for us to bake, levashel, to cook, lahatmin, to insulate, ulahadlik ner, and to light neros, velasis kol tzorcheinu miyom tif l'shabbos, and to do all of our needs from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And afterwards he translates this into Yiddish. But again, a person can say it in any language that they understand. Halacha Beis. We now have to discuss what type of foods can be used for the Erev Tavshilin. Sarach sheyehe hatavshil davar shedarko la'ochlo impas. The cooked dish has to be something which it's normal to eat together with bread. Kigon basar, dogim, ubeitzim. For example, meat, fish, or eggs. Avo davar she'ein darko la'ochlo impas. However, something that is not normal to eat together with bread, lo mahane, will not work. Now, how big does the cooked dish have to be? Shir hatavshil, the minimum size of the cooked dish, kizayis, it has to be an olive's worth in volume of food. V'hapas, how much bread has to be used for the Erev Tavshilin, kibetza. Now remember that you need both the tavshil and the pas to make the Erev Tavshilin. V'yesh lahader acha mana yafa l'chvod ha-mitzvah. And it is proper to get a good piece for the sake of a mitzvah. V'gam ha-pas yeh shalem. And also that the bread, or the challah, or the matzah, should be complete, should be whole. V'yanichoy b'shabbos l'lechem mishnah. And it would be ideal then to use it on Shabbos for Lechem Mishnah, Ube Suda Shlishis Yivtza Alav, and by the third meal he could use it for Lechem Mishnah and he can eat it. Kevin Dis Ovid Ba Mitzvah Chada Zimna Yisabne Be Nami Mitzvah Chisa, because it's a proper thing that when one mitzvah is done with an item, in this case the challah, so it is ideal that to try to do other mitzvahs with it as well. Now this is not saying that you're required to use the bread for Lechem Mishnah. It's not the case. He just says it's a nice thing to do if you can. Halacha Gimel. So now we have to describe what type of food preparations for Shabbos would be permissible on Yom Tov when one has made an Erev Tavshilin. He says, Ein Erev Tavshilin Moyel, an Erev Tavshilin does not help to allow you to do Melacha, Ela Lahatir Lasas Kotzer Cheshabes B'Yom Tov Ba'od Hayom Gadom, other than to permit those activities which are needed for Shabbos, if they're done on Yom Tov while it is still early enough in the day. Dahainu, this means to say, Sheyesh Shohus Bayom, that there's enough time in the day, Sheim Hoyu Mizdamnin Lo Orchim, that if guests would come, Shelo Ochlu Hayom, they have not yet eaten, Hoyu Ochlin Vinanin Bo Bayom Kodin Ben Hashmashas Mimelachto, they would still have a chance to eat and to benefit from the melacha that he is doing already before Ben Hashmashas, before sunset. So also be yomtif of those melachas that he's doing in yomtif. Aval, however, im ein shahus bayom lehanas mimelachto, let's say it is so late in the day that even if guests would come, it would be too late for them to benefit from his melacha. Eino moel erev tavshilin, then the erev tavshilin does not help. Ulachein noagim, and therefore it is the minog kishachol yomtiv be'erev Shabbos, that when yomtiv falls out on Friday, makdimin lehispalel arvish or Shabbos mi ba'ol yom, the minog is that they daven the Friday night ma'ariv early. She used reason lemaher ligmar hakol kodem she'omim mizmashir liyom Shabbos, so that everyone would be quick to complete all of their melacha before saying mizmashir. Ve'atavshilin shemat minin l'Shabbos, and the cooked dishes which were insulated for Shabbos, tzrichin lahamtinam ba'od hayom gadol, they also have to be insulated when it's still early in the day. How early? Sheyispash lo kodem ben hashmashos l'kol hapachos shlish bishulan. So at the very least, they would be at least a third cooked once sunset arrives. Now in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down that even though we said if there's not enough time in the day for orchim, for guests, to benefit from the food, then the Erev Tavshilin would not help for Yom Tif. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but we could be lenient under extenuating circumstances for the case of Yom Tif Sheni. And he says it could be that we could possibly even be lenient for Yom Tif Rishon. In Halacha Gimel, we were discussing when is the latest time on Yom Tif to cook for Shabbos when a person made an Erev Tavshilin. Halacha Dalet will now discuss what is the earliest time on Yom Tif to cook for Shabbos. So he says, Lo huta le'efos ulebashel, i.e. the Erev Tavshilin, ela be'erev Shabbos. One is only permitted to cook for Shabbos and to bake for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos with the Erev Tavshilin. Ava imcho Yom Tif biyom hei ubiyom vav, but let's say Yom Tif falls out on both Thursday and Friday. Asur levashel o le'efos biyom hei b'shur Shabbos. It is forbidden to cook or to bake on Thursday for the purpose of Shabbos. The reason that one cannot cook on the first day of Yom Tif for Shabbos, when the first day of Yom Tif is Thursday, is because the Erev Tavshilin was instituted to allow people to cook on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, for the purpose of Shabbos. Since cooking on Thursday was not part of the original Takana, it would not be permitted to do so even when an Erev Tavshilin was made, and even in a situation of an onus, where a person knows that on Friday they will be unable to cook for some reason, even in that case, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can never cook on Thursday of Yom Tif for the purpose of Shabbos. Halacha Hey. Tzorach Sheyehei Ha'eruv Kayim Ad Sheheichin Kol Tzorachei Shabbos. The Erev must be maintained until all of the Shabbos needs have been prepared. Im nevda o nechla hapas, let's say the bread got lost or was eaten, ein bekach klum, there's no problem, umutar afilo lefos, and you would even be allowed to bake. V'im nevad o neachal hatavsho, let's say the cooked dish got lost or eaten, im nishar kizayis, as long as there's a kizayis left of food, gam kein lo hifsid, there's also no problem, and you can continue to cook and bake. Aval im lo nishdayer mimeno kizayis, let's say there isn't even a kizayis left over of the cooked dish, aser lo levasho, it's forbidden for him to cook, ki ilo lo erev klau, it will be as if he did not make an erev at all. Because less than the kezayis of food is considered insignificant. So what is the halacha about someone who did not make an erev at all? V'ketzad osa mi shelo erev, what does one do who did not make an erev? Im lo nisgar ad achasu de shachris, if he didn't remember until after the morning meal. V'ein shem b'mokam ahu Yisrael acher, and there's no other Jews in that area. She erev, who did make an erev, Eina mutter lo, ela levasho kidera achas, he's only allowed to cook one dish, ula efos pas achas, and to bake one loaf, ula hadlik ner echad l'shabbos, and to light one ner for Shabbos. Which means he can't prepare multiple loaves. However, he would be allowed to bake one large challah. Same thing with the cooked dish. He can't make multiple cooked dish, but he can make a large one. V'im nisgar kodem shemivasho l'suda shachwis. And if he remembers that he did not make an erev before he ate the morning meal, yachol levasho mikol min b'kedera gedola, he could prepare everything he needs for Shabbos, as along with everything he needs for that Yom Tov meal, b'kedera gedola, in a large pot, u'lahosel l'Shabbos, and whatever's left over there will be for Shabbos. Now this is talking about if there's no one else who made an Erev there. V'im yesha misha Erev. Let's say there's someone else who made an Erev. Yitin lezeh b'matana kimcho u'besaro. He should give him as a present his flour and his meat. V'kar shayach lezeh, and everything that relates to this. V'hu yiske b'dvarim elo b'hagba, and he should be kona this b'hagba. He should acquire it by lifting it. V'yavasho v'yofa avuro, and then he can cook and bake for his sake. V'afilu b'beisa shazeh shelo erev, even if it's in the home of this person who did not make an Erev, which means the one who did make an Erev can cook for the person who did not make an Erev, even though it's using his flour and his meat, and it's in his pots and it's his home. We are now up to Halacha Vav. Kol Bal Habayis Sarach Lasos Erev Tavshilin Ba'atzmo. Every head of a household is required to make his own Erev Tavshilin. Va'afilo isha she'ein lo bal, even a woman who has no husband, im yoda'as, if she knows how to, michuyeves lasos ba'atzma, she is required to make an erev tavshilin for herself. V'asur l'smoch al ha'erev shogodo ha'ir, and she's forbidden to rely on the erev that the rav of the city makes. Umisha shachach machmas ones velo asa erev tavshilin, a person who forgot by no fault of his own and he did not make an erev tavshilin, osha asa v'nevad, or he did make one but then it got lost. Im yesh ba'ir misha ma'ariv b'shvil kol b'nei ir, if there's someone in the city that made an erev on behalf of all of the Jews of the city who did not make their own Erev, dahainu shemizake lehem es hatavshil v'esapas, which would mean that he acquired on their behalf part of the cooked dish and the bread, kimavur b'shulchan aruch, as it is explained in the Shulchan Aruch, yachol ze lismach al Erev ze, so then the person who forgot or whose Erev was lost is permitted to rely on that Erev. Avamisha shachach machas atzlus, but someone who neglected to make an Erev because he was too lazy, o shesamach atzma lichatchila al Erev zeh, or that initially he said, oh, I'm going to rely on the fact that someone's making an Erev on my behalf, lo mahani leh, so it doesn't work for him, Vidino kidila il sifhei, and he has the same halacha that we described earlier in sifhei, that he's like a person who did not have an erev at all. Now, in the Sefer Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasar, he brings down that if there are multiple balabatim who are staying at the same place and eating from the same table, then it would be unnecessary for them to all make an erev tavshilin. One can make it on behalf of all of them. This would certainly come up often in a case where there are married children coming to their parents. According to this, it is only sufficient for one person to make an erev tavshilin on behalf of everyone in the household. Halacha Zayin. Imcho yom tov biyom hei uviyom vav. Let's say Yom Tov falls out on both Thursday and Friday, v'nizkar b'yom hei shelo asar erev tavshilin, and then someone remembers that on Thursday, meaning the first day of Yom Tov, that he did not make an erev tavshilin. Yachol lasos hayom, he would be allowed to make an erev tavshilin today, on the first day of Yom Tov, v'yavarech as a bracha, and he could make the bracha, v'achakach yomer, and afterwards he should say, im hayom kodesh eino tzarech lasos erev, if today is the real day of Yom Tov, then I don't really need to make an erev. V'im hayom chol, remember we said that there used to be a doubt which day was the real Yontif. So if the first day was the real Yontif, so then he doesn't need an Erev in order to cook on the second day, because the second day is yet not Yontif. Vim Hayom Chol. But if today is a weekday, it's not Yomtiv today, meaning that tomorrow, Friday, is going to be Yomtiv, then Behadei Eruva, then with this Erev, I want to permit myself to cook and bake and insulate for Yomtiv. Avo b'Rosh Hashanah eino yachol lasus kein, but on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, he cannot do this, because as we described, that on Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days are considered an extended long day.
If someone who lives in Chutz Laretz comes to visit Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, according to the mainstream view of the poskim, he would be required to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. Even though there is a minority view, and that is the position of the Chacham Tzvi, that there's no such thing as keeping Yom Tov Sheni when you are in Eretz Yisrael, even if you're planning to go back to Chutz Laretz. Again, the mainstream view is not that way, and most poskim say that if they're planning to go back afterwards, then they would have to keep 2 days Yom Tov. So what happens if Yom Tov falls out on Thursday and Friday? So for the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, of course, it would only be Thursday. For the B'nai Chutz Laretz, it would be Thursday and Friday. So therefore, a Ben Chutz Laretz, even if he's an Eretz Yisrael, he would still be required to make an Erev Tavshilin. There are some poskim that say that in this situation, he should make the Erev Tavshilin without saying a bracha, because of a suffix that maybe the halacha should indeed be like the Chacham Tzvi. It's a bit difficult to understand that concern, because if the halacha might be like the Chacham Tzvi, then really the person should be putting on tefillin on the last day of Yom Tov as well. And he should not be saying the Yom Tov Musaf. So, many poskim do say that the Erev Tavshilin should be made with a bracha, as he would do if he's in Chutz Laretz. But one thing's for sure, if you have a Ben Chutz Laretz, who's in Eretz Yisrael, and he's not planning to cook, he's not planning to do any food preparation, because he's staying at the home of someone else, and they're going to be responsible for cooking. So then the poskim say that they should certainly do the Erev Tavshilin without saying the bracha. And the reason why they're doing the Erev Tavshilin altogether is to allow them to do Halakas Neros for Shabbos. Now let's try the reverse. What happens if you have an Israeli who normally only keeps 1 day Yom Tov, who finds himself in Chutz Laretz for Yom Tov? So, even though he observes 1 day Yom Tov, he would still be forbidden to do Malacha on the second day. So, if you have a situation where Yom Tov falls out on Thursday and Friday, even though he is forbidden to do Malacha on Friday, however, he does not need to make an Erev Tavshilin, and he'd be allowed to cook for Shabbos on Friday, even without the Erev Tavshilin, despite the fact that all the people around him do need an Erev Tavshilin to cook for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, that the whole reason why he is forbidden to do Malacha is because we don't want him to stand out, that he's doing Malacha in a place that no one else could. But in a situation where other people could do Malacha also, because they made an Erev Tavshilin, no one's going to pay attention to the fact that he did not do an Erev Tavshilin, in which case he'd be allowed to cook for Shabbos on Friday, even without the Erev Tavshilin